So we finished the dojo, the first Preston dojo, and we've gone off for a little bit of liquid refreshment, and we're sat in the forum now afterwards, and I'm sat here with Tim.
Hi.
And one of the things we've just been talking about just a moment ago is how we try, with events like Hack to the Future, computing in schools, that sort of thing, how we try and encourage more girls into that. And I was just telling Tim about how we had... Bye now.
Yep, see you. Sorry.
How we had these two girls that won our national programming competition, and when I talked to them about, you know, developing it a little bit further, they really didn't want to do it. What was the point you were making before, Tim, about the Malcolm Gladwell, the tipping point?
Ah, yeah, so the thing with those girls is there'll be a kind of a barrier to entry for them, and like a big thing that's like high on their list of priorities will be social acceptance from their peers, and there'll be one or two key like influential people in the year group,
yeah,
who like
everybody looks to,
exactly, yeah. And something as simple as a little sneer or a jeer from them
can
probably make their lives really like difficult, and so if you can get that kind of person on board, like the influential people, then they will bring with them people who kind of care what they think about. And it's a bit harsh really, but you'll find there's one or two individuals that have got a lot of clout, and yeah, if you can get them on board, then
so they'd be quite like a catalyst, they'd be quite powerful in that respect.
Malcolm Gladwell kind of talks about a tipping point, and there's normally one or two people who a lot of people will sort of look to for approval and guidance,
direction.
You know, what are they wearing, what are they not wearing, or if they like diss what somebody else is wearing, you know. And if you can get them to sort of like get involved and say it's cool.
So if somehow these girls see things like Hack to the Future, if they see that as being cool, then that's going to rub off on some of their, especially if their groupies, their followers,
exactly.
The same sort of thing.
There's a whole bunch of middle people who are looking for some
guidance and direction.
Yeah, exactly.
They're almost like not polarized at the moment. Like
exactly, yeah. They're kind
the
of
iron
like,
filings, waiting for a magnet to come along and align them in a certain direction.
Yeah. So they'll be looking for a steer as to whether it's cool to be there or not.
So I'm just thinking, the other day I was talking to two girls, and I had no idea what they were going to say until I spoke to them. I was asking them, do they play games? And one of them said, yeah, Modern Warfare 3. I said, seriously? And she was like, yeah, you know. And she strikes me as somebody who, I think, is like a good example of what you talk about. So I'm going to go back to school tomorrow. I'm going to start seeing if I can do that. Right, thank you.
Yeah, happy to help.
Can I just go back to the dojo tonight?
Sure.
That we had earlier. Have you taken part in any of the dojos before?
No, this was my first experience as well, and it was good. It's the first time I've looked at Ruby as well.
Right.
So it was good from many firsts, and it was great again because it's something which, had I not set the time to one side to look at, I probably wouldn't have otherwise done.
Right. So it's like forcing you. You're sat in the room. Right. Tonight we're doing Ruby. What do you see yourself, that everybody has like their own ideas about different programming languages, what do you see that Ruby, where its strengths are, where it fits in?
I think one of its strengths is that it's dynamic. It's like a dynamic language, the opposite of which is that it's a statically typed or compiled language, which kind of means that it's much more lightweight in terms of like picking it up and using it, whereas with Java, there's a compile step before it runs, whereas Ruby, you would just kind of, it would try and run it, and you saw in the lab that it fails.
I'm fairly new to a lot of this, so it's just like what they call interpreted, where it's...
That's right, yeah.
So you basically just run it straight away, and then if it hits a problem, it stops, and it says, we found the problem.
Yeah, exactly, whereas that's a double-edged sword,
right.
so you can kind of die by that, but... There are times when, for instance, like Java, there's things that it wouldn't even run because it would say no, that's not compatible with that. Whereas Ruby will kind of just let you try that.
So I'm just thinking about it. In some ways, it's quite a good language to introduce children to program because it's going to be a lower failure rate to begin with.
Exactly. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Thank you very much, Tim.